The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Central, Pascal Donoghue. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm well. I suspect you're chipper after Fine Gael's performance over the weekend.
Well, look, there are many encouraging signs from the weekend at a local and European level. And I hope the coming days bring confirmation of Fine Gael MEPs being elected. I think the elections overall were conducted in the vast majority of cases in a very civil and very respectful way. But I'm here in my office at the moment, Pat, and the work of trying to respond back to the issues that we heard about and continue to hear about on the doorstep, that work has to continue.
Now, you were saying before the election that we might need extra security at count centres. It seems that that anticipated trouble did not arise.
I think that's correct. And I think it goes to a broader point that I've made on a few occasions, that I think it's very understandable that we would focus on attempts and the reality of intimidation that did occur during the election campaign for some. But we have seen great cause for hope as well. We've seen a very diverse set of candidates elected to local office across the length and breadth of Ireland, including many from minority backgrounds. And I think that's fantastic news. And even broader than that, and secondly, we've seen for the vast majority of candidates, for the vast majority of the time, elections being conducted in a very appropriate and civil way. And I think it's always important to anchor our concerns regarding extremism and the future of politics in that context of how it happens and the good news that is to be found in how this election unfolded.
Now, one of our listeners suggested earlier that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael should not be clapping themselves on the back just yet, because, and Eoin O'Brien yesterday was one of those advancing this theory, that the Fine Gael vote just stayed, the Sinn Féin vote just stayed at home because they don't put any mass on local elections or European elections, but they will come out in their droves for a general election. What say you?
Well, I've little doubt at all now that if Sinn Féin had a better outing at local level, all Eoin O'Brien would be all over the airways pointing to how this supports their case. But where I do agree with him on, actually, is that the last thing I or anybody else would be doing is patting ourselves on the back for those of us that are in government. I'm always aware of what the issues and concerns of people are, particularly within Dublin Central, but that's always reaffirmed at election time. And we'll put these elections behind us now. As I said, there are some good signs within us, but the general election, whenever that happens, which I do believe will be next year, is a completely different election with different issues at stake and will be asked different questions. And the best preparation for that, however, is to complete our term of government and continue with the work that we're making the case for in Fine Gael under Simon's leadership.
Now, we saw the way Sinn Féin rebounded after a bad performance in local elections to a fairly substantial performance in the general election. And there might be those who say, well, look, they've got their early warning this time as well.
I'll just use that point to underline the point I made myself a moment ago, which is a general election and a local election are fundamentally different experiences. As valuable as it is to decide who you want to elect you at local level, who you want to be in local authorities, these are really important political decisions to make. Deciding who you want in the Dáil, deciding who you want your government to be, are decisions of a different order and magnitude. And I do draw some conclusions from the local and European elections that have just concluded. But I'd be very cautious about extrapolating a whole lot of us into whenever the general election will take place and what that campaign will be. But in any event, Pat, all of those are issues and questions a lot further down the track. I'm here in my office today in the Department of Public Expenditure, and we have to continue with our work.
Yeah. Now, some of the commentators are saying an early budget and then an early election, maybe October. And there are opposition parties calling for an early election as well. But even your own Michael Ring said, I think Fine Gael would be well to go to the country in October, not wait. We had two winter elections and I don't ever want to see a winter election again. After Christmas, bad weather, people in bad form, credit bills coming in February. Now is the time, says Michael.
Well, there's no man I would listen to more carefully on any topic than my great friend Michael Ring. But on this particular issue, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with him. We have another budget to do, and I believe we'll be evaluated on our entire term in office on all of the budgets that we've done. And at a time in which we're seeing the risks of instability elsewhere, at a time in which politics has changed in so many other countries, I think there is great value in this government properly completing its work and taking it all from there. And this is the point that Taoiseach Simon Harris made yesterday. You know, as much energy as he displayed in the election campaign, he made clear he wants to reapply that energy now to the work that he wants to do as Taoiseach, and that's my attitude too.
Now, you mentioned people of various backgrounds being elected, people who come from all sorts of cultural diasporas from their own countries now finding themselves here and getting themselves elected, which is wonderful. But you also have people who are opposed to that kind of thing being elected. Not the great far-right surge that some people thought would happen, but there are councillors now who absolutely and openly identify with far-right ideologies.
And I'm fundamentally opposed to them, to their view of politics, and far more importantly, to their view of Ireland. On your programme, in my constituency, in the work I do across our country, I make the case for the benefits of our country being open and fairly and applying our rules in relation to migration. But that's it. There are some now who have adopted very extreme views. Thankfully, they've got their answer in how few of them have been elected. But those who have been elected, from my perspective, I'm determined to make sure that we can make a far more generous and positive case for our country than they're capable of making.
All right. On that note, Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.